At 6:30, some fog, 63 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. There has been little organized opposition to next month's medical marijuana ballot question. That is, until now. Several groups, including the Oklahoma State Medical Association, have announced their opposition. Tulsa surgeon Kevin Tubberman is the immediate past president of the association. He tells Oklahoma Watch he's worried about unintended consequences.
It's no different than our opiates, where grandma or grandpa or dad has their opioid prescription, and their teenagers or young 20-somethings get a hold of it, and they get addicted.
He says medical marijuana does provide relief to certain patients, but adds it cannot cure any illness or disease, and he wants it strictly regulated. At Henrietta this morning, they are looking for hot spots following a late evening explosion and fire at the Anchor Glass plant. Flames were visible last night for miles. All of the workers have been accounted, and there were no injuries. Apparently, a piece of equipment overheated and caught fire. Lawmakers may be back in session for yet another Oklahoma special legislative session. Lawmakers are circulating a petition calling themselves back into session at the state capitol to consider overriding some of the governor's vetoes, including the open carry law. The Tulsa County Sheriff's Office and more than 40 partners mark a successful 3 years under the Step Up initiative.
Stepping Up aims to reduce the number of people with mental illness in jail. Women in Recovery graduate Lindsay McAteer is a success story. McAteer says after a lifelong struggle with mental illness, she could have gone to prison for 12 years to life on drug charges. Instead, she has a job and her son.
It's my hope that more and more men and women can be offered treatment instead of punishment. Prison is not the answer. If we really want to strengthen our community, treatment is the right thing to do.
Tulsa County Stepping Up partners plan on working closely with local courts going forward to get more people into treatment. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The preliminary hearing for four Bixby football players will not be held next week as scheduled. It's been rescheduled until late June. The teens are accused of raping a fellow teammate. The city's surplus auction is coming up this weekend. The city of Tulsa's Laura Weber says they have items you just cannot live without.
An unusual thing is a 20-foot-high, 150-foot-long water slide from the old McClure Park pool. That will be up for bid.
The auction is Saturday morning at the City Surplus Warehouse. That's at Archer in North Trenton. Our weather forecast, an ozone alert for today, mostly sunny, windy, and warm with a high of 88. Clear and mild tonight, 65 for an overnight low, and tomorrow, intervals of sun and clouds at an afternoon high of 87. Right now in Tulsa, some fog and 63. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.